Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nope.
No. It's nope.
Right.
Where's the Jolly Drop board?
Yeah.
Two folks on Jolly.
Zeke Mouth D'Orazio.
That's my.
Look. I've been doing this for 2 years.
I've been doing this. How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
It's because you brought up Cream.
No, shut up.
Shut up.
You brought it up.
Say it with no. It's your fault.
It is
just
my
say
fault.
It's your fault. Shut up.
I said it right away.
Turn your mic off. It's your fault. You idiot.
Love you,
it's 5:30.
Love you, no, but you're doing a horrible job.
No. Play the regular song.
I don't know if he has
wow.
It.
Wow.
That was so
play it!
I don't know.
Play the Kendrick Lamar song.
Follow up!
There's no way.
Unbelievable.
He can't recover.
What is that?
What was the beginning of it? Is he scrambling on YouTube? Is this clean version or is there going to be cursing?
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, where we play Creed at 5:30. We're at Chickies and Beats in South Philly.
I've been doing this for 2 years.
Man.
Outrageous. I've been doing this 2 years. I know how to do this.
2 years, varsity.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I stink.
Yeah. So good.
Here's my little soundboard with only one guy on it. All right. Whoa! Dump that. Justin, dump it.
I don't think
he didn't say it.
He didn't?
No,
I think
he
didn't say it. All right. It sounded like it.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
It's top of this hour has been crazy already.
It's a good start.
It's only 3 minutes.
Yep.
It's a good
That's
start.
What she said.
It's a Friday.
Let's do the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, man.
Five. Beautiful five.
Man, I was wondering what he could have played there.
Oh,
that would have been.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Even worse.
Dude, how about I started singing?
I know. I thought it was 5:30. Are we working overtime right now? Because it's 5:30 to us.
Unbelievable.
We played the song. I started singing.
Yep.
I had no idea.
You're on autopilot.
Yeah. Yep. We're like Freud's and what the Freud experiment with the dogs? Pavlov's dogs. That's what we are. Never a doubt. All right. So it's an anniversary of one of the coolest moments in Philadelphia sports history today. But is it number one? The five coolest singular plays in Philly sports since 2000. Starting at number five.
31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. Oh! He's at the 40. He's going to go. For Sean Jackson.
Oh!
I don't care if he's jumping. Guys, he's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no and the Giants fans can't believe it, and the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Now, if that's number five.
It's a tough. It's tough.
I mean, no, is 4-1 just going to be bedlam at the bank each time?
No, it could have been. Okay. It could have been. And by the
How
way.
Is that number five?
That's what I see.
I know. Listen, we can debate.
That'd be a pretty good list.
We can debate after.
All right.
But the Deshaun punt return, I have it number five. And a play.
Pretty impressive list.
And a play that happened last year actually, for me, now trumps the Deshaun punt return.
Oh, the dagger.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking. Still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and
that?
Comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that.
Listen,
he
no,
did
no.
that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He
what?
Did.
What am I watching?
Wow. It was yeah. unbelievable.
Is it fair yep. that is now top the Deshaun punt return?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Whoa. Just a cool, on Ooh. Cool moments. That's the debate that I think is interesting. Because we also have never seen a walk-off punt return.
Yeah.
I don't
Listen,
believe.
Listen, the Saquon play is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I would put the Deshaun play
the
over
walk-off
the Saquon.
Walk-off D-Jack play?
Yeah.
He jumped over a guy backwards.
He did.
But the context of the play matters.
Right.
You know, like in the game.
Right.
And the fact that not only was Deshaun's walk-off, it was to cap off a giant comeback.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know,
I'm
man.
Surprised that's not number one.
What?
D-Jack play.
We'll get to number one.
Okay.
We'll get to number one. But the Saquon play, flying up here.
I'm in there. I'm
and, I mean.
I loved it.
If you want to talk about, like, still shots, we have the still shot of the Saquon play. I guess still shot at Deshaun is him just having the hand up,
yeah.
Or Matt Dodge is being on his ass, or
Tom Coughlin
Tom Coughlin's face.
Yep.
Tom Coughlin's face. The third coolest singular sports play in Philly sports since 2000 is this.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
Man.
Three.
Woo.
Three.
Look at that.
Yep.
The only one is
Got
there.
The goosebumps.
Still gets me.
It's different.
Every time I hear it. Still gets me.
I really hope that's not it. Just, I really, I
might be.
Really,
well, Vransky said he might not ever hit a bigger one.
I know.
You know.
I know. I know. But Bedlam of the Bank, number three.
Love it.
And that was a great call, too.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
You
the
know
call
what I mean?
Added to it.
Yeah. I mean, gave it the name.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
The call was great. The
call was great. The call yep. definitely added to it. Now, these last two are where it gets a little tricky. The second coolest Philly sports moment.
This has got to be the tagger.
Philly sports play since 2000 happened 24 years ago today.
Wow, number two.
Iverson, bothered by Rose. Iverson. Yes. How about that?
And steps over Teron Lowe.
Seven straight points by Iverson. Looked like he was dead in the water.
The Sixers by four. 40 seconds left.
Now, that is the most iconic image, I think, of all of them that we've heard so far.
Yeah, I would
step over just a picture of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was saying to Ike before the show, I thought about this. It's coincidental that this is the... the anniversary of it, because last night's Pacers Thunder game reminded me a little bit of the Sixers winning that finals game.
Sure.
You know, Thunder being a huge favorite. I said to Ike that the Sixers were actually, the Lakers were a minus 2,000 favorite to win that series. Minus 2,000.
Well, they hadn't lost a game yet.
Yeah.
In the
they lost the whole
game. That was the only game they lost. Now, the step over versus Bedlam. Where do we rank on that?
Bedlam was bigger.
You think so?
Yeah.
This
Bedlam sent them to the World Series.
Yeah, but that was in the finals.
I know, and it's one game.
I know. Lena?
We know how the rest of the finals went.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I don't know what you think, right? Probably to the city, the AI play is probably bigger.
Yeah. The step over is like the play, I think.
Well, it's also one of the most iconic moments in NBA history.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like, people still ask Tyronn Lue about the step over. Like, they still ask.
You don't think they're grilling Robert Suarez about the Harper home run?
No, I. Now, in fairness, here's the other thing: is like, if I had been at Bedlam at the Bank,
exactly,
I might have a different view of it.
That's what I was going to say. That was in L.A.
I know.
That was here.
Yeah, and it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty damn cool. It was pretty damn cool.
Either way, I mean, you can't go wrong with either one.
Now, by the way,
I'm waiting to hear which
one. What's number one?
Oh, I know it's one.
Mosey?
Mosey. Hit him, Mike. I hate to say this. Hit him, Mike. I hate to say this. Eagles are up 15-12.
You hate to say it, but you're going to say it.
I'm going
to
say it. I would feel better at this point taking the 3 points. I think it is it's a risk. And if you make it, it's great. But if you don't make it, it's a big momentum swing.
Listen, I would feel better if you put LeGarrette Blount in the game and you run Blount between the tackles. That would make me feel good, but he's on the sideline.
And Clement is back in.
Oh, I'm comfortable with him as well.
Foles in the gun. Clement to his right. Now lines up behind Foles. Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wow. The Philly special, the number one coolest play in Philly sports.
I can't believe you gave it credit.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
It's a very cool play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's the right one.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do a Jack Fritz, though.
You thought I was going to go the dagger.
No, I thought you were going to go with BG's play.
Yeah. We've seen a strip sack before. It won them a championship. I tried to keep, Brad Lidge falling to his knees and, like, any – well, not last year's show. I was actually thinking about the Cooper DeJean pick six being put in there, but I just think the Saquon still shot of jumping over a guy backwards has a lot of – I think the four are pretty unarguable. The Deshaun, Bedlam, Step
Philly
Over,
special.
Philly Special. Yeah. Is that –
Inarguable.
Is it inarguable or inarguable?
It's – What did you say? Unarguable?
I said inarguable.
It's inarguable.
Did I not say that?
Unarguable.
You said unarguable.
Why don't you both take it and
He did. Thank you. That's
you know,
what he
if
said.
I'm correcting you. I never correct you on anything. Yeah, it's a good list. It's a good list.
I wonder if anyone thinks Step Over is one.
I bet Elliot does.
Elliot does. Elliot's huge Iverson guy.
Oh, yeah, Elliot definitely does.
Huge Iverson guy.
Yeah, but you got to, if you're just saying... Would you say iconic play? Would you say
the coolest?
Coolest play?
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly Special is probably it's one of those two.
Yeah.
That's a tough top three there, Fritzy.
It is.
That's pretty tough.
I'm proud of you for putting Philly Special in there. Yeah. You're a Philly Special hater.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I hate the importance of it. I've always argued against the importance of it.
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool play.
All right.
It was a pretty cool play.
That's a good top five, Fritz.
Thank you.
Top five.
It's a feel-good Friday on the afternoon show.
You know what I've never paid attention to, because I don't think we ever play it, is the lead-up to the play by Marilyn Mike.
Oh, it's so good.
Just explaining all their wrong ideas of what was going to happen. Yeah, what should
Merrill,
happen.
Merrill, I'll take the three.
Yep.
Me too, Merrill.
And then Mike's like, give it to Blunt.
Not even in the game.
Yeah, give it to Clement. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Doug's running a dive to the left.
Yep. I don't think they have a fullback on the roster, but Doug was trying to find one.
This hour sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Mentioned it there. The Pacers taking game one over the Thunder. T.J. McConnell now 3 wins away. From an NBA championship.
Only the important things.
There is something I've never seen a team like this Pacers team do what they're doing these playoffs. Like they've done this now 4 times when they've been down double digits in the fourth quarter over all great teams, by the way. Yeah. They did it to the Cavs, Knicks aren't a great team, but there's just something about them where they just don't stop.
Yep.
Like they just keep coming. And they get hot at the right time. You know, they hit a bunch of threes last night. But I can't believe it. I think they might – I still wouldn't bet on them to win. But they could win.
As soon as I bet on them, that's when they're going to get swept the rest of the games. And I damn sure almost did it yesterday. It's plus 530.
I know.
For them to win yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember –
for them to win
the series.
Yes, for them to win the series.
And I can't remember a team that's not like – they're not that good.
No.
They're definitely not that good. That's been – that's
the
gone
Pacers,
on,
you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gone on this kind of run during my life watching
I don't,
the NBA.
You don't normally see this in the NBA.
Like,
no.
That Raptors team, but still Kawhi was great.
Yep.
He was the best player in the league during those playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you don't normally – basketball, you don't normally get these type of runs.
No.
Like star players normally wind up in the NBA finals.
Yep. You can't even say that OKC team because back in the day because it was still KD, Russ, and Harden. I mean,
and you can do whatever you want with – Halliburton's a great player. But, like, and he'll be high on lists.
Right.
But he's not,
no,
like, a top 10 player.
Not that guy.
Top 10-ish, but he's not, like, a top 5 player, which is what we normally think of winning an NBA championship.
Yep.
But just, and look, they haven't won anything yet, and they could lose 4 straight games here. But an incredible run.
I still believe OKC comes back.
Yeah, I mean, they are... They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I was 1 year early. I had them plus 2,000 to make the finals last year.
Last year.
I think a lot of people had them last year.
Yeah.
You know, as like
which
the surprise.
Which made everybody scared to bet them this year because they didn't come through last year.
And I was a year early on the Pacers.
Uh-oh. Some people debating Jack's top five.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Here we go.
I don't think here we go. Why did you say here we go? I always agree with you.
I'm just messing with you, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, Ike.
What's up,
Spike?
Tasty Cake?
What's up?
Spike, I think Chase Utley, You Are the Man, got to be in there.
Ooh. Oh. Well, it was a regular season game in Atlanta when Harry said that. I mean, we talking about the play in the World Series?
Yeah, the Harry Callis called Chase Utley, You Are the Man, yeah.
Yeah, but that was – but again, that was a regular season game in Atlanta when he first said it. That's
– You saying it wasn't big enough?
No, I mean, well, if you're talking – Dom, are you talking about the play in the World Series or the play in Atlanta?
play in Atlanta.
But that can't be in the top five.
But your criteria wasn't the most important. It was coolest.
I mean, Saquon's play was just a regular season game
against the Jags.
Yeah, but it was coolest. I mean, Utley
if
went.
It's coolest.
Utley went second to
be
home.
There. If it's most important.
All right. All right. All right. Listen,
now you're going to get the ire of Taysom Hill. That's
well,
not
so,
me.
I agree with Jack all the time.
But isn't the coolest, if you want to talk about Chase, the coolest thing would be the fake throw to
the
home.
Fake home,
the
yeah.
fake throw to first throw
well,
home.
Well, here's the question, Tasty Cake. Cool. What are you taking out of the top five?
Yeah, that's the question.
Huff.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That
makes it hard, yeah.
It's just when Jack started, that was the first play that came into my head.
Interesting.
Right. Well, actually not. I didn't hear Jack say since 2000. Spike, Ike, you both noticed the coolest play. Forget about Philly. The coolest play in sports history is the Landsberger, right? That's not human. What Doc did.
Oh, yeah,
up and under move.
Yeah, that's
yeah. They showed it, Spike. Yeah. They showed that on as a commercial for the NBA. They showed that
for 20 years,
for 25 years, and that was in an that was in an NBA final.
Yeah.
But we see a lot of players do that nowadays.
Yeah, I think the problem with older...
I've seen Obi Toppin do that last
year. Yeah, the problem with older NBA highlights is that even like the Michael Jordan spectacular move or whatever, which at the time, and when I watched it, was outrageous, is just like, is not outrageous anymore, you know? To your point about Obi Toppin, like, Obi Toppin had a dunk in the playoffs 3 weeks ago that 20 years ago would have been the best play I'd ever seen in NBA history, you know? So I think that's the athleticism in basketball has changed in such a way that makes it really difficult.
Can I just ask it? So, all three of you guys.
Yeah.
So, I thought it would be OKC in five. Possible sweep. Not only... am I stunned that they won, Spike? But how? So here's where I thought Indiana could get past them. OKC can squeeze the screws and get stops at the end of the game. And
they
that's how, exactly how Indiana beat them. They couldn't stop them when it mattered. At that really, I was stunned by that win.
I was pretty stunned by it, too. And OKC is a pretty outrageous defensive team. But, like, the thing about the NBA is... you can get a three-point shot, you know, and, like, they were hitting three-point shots. Toppin was hitting three-point shots. Mathurin hit three-point shots. Like, if they're going to hit threes, and, you know, they've done it enough times now where you're not going to say it's lucky. I think you could pick out one of them and say they just got hot.
Neesmith's a good shooter.
Yeah, I think the reason I would take Oklahoma City still in the rest of the series is – overall, through a series, I think that defense is going to be too hard for Indiana to score. All right.
Yeah.
We got to let you go, Tasty Cake Town, because I got to fire somebody on the air.
You're not the PP anymore.
Justin, what are you doing?
I'm simply making sure I have my things in the right order for the next segment. Didn't make sure my slider was down. Once again, Donovan Chespat, that's on me.
Okay.
And the next time you say you've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah. Call me back when it's 20.
That's so good. It's been a great day. Listen, sometimes mistakes make great radio.
You know, get out of my face! Here's the truth.
Oh, that's Bros. I thought that was D'Orazio, like a little too fired up.
Here's the truth is that everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes. Producers make mistakes. When you start getting chesty about it, that's when karma comes back for you. You got a little chesty, and then all of a sudden the buttons came for you. The buttons came for you, buddy.
It's true.
Yeah, the all of a sudden you look in that studio, and there's 7,000 buttons all around, and they're all dying. I was saying, push me. Push me. No, push me.
I don't do stupid.
Yeah, well.
Disagree.
Unbelievable.
Should the Stairs home run been there?
Oh, that's a good one, too. But I don't know what you take out.
I know. The Victorino Grand
Slam. That's the problem is, what do you take out?
I know.
Yep. This would be a good top 11 list.
It could be. Top 11 and 5.
Yeah. I know AI stepping over Tyronn Lue in the finals is a huge, iconic moment.
Yep.
Him crossing over Michael Jordan
is another one.
Yeah. Wasn't in the 2000s.
No, I agree.
And his rookie season. We all know that Jordan's defense was long overrated.
Okay, all right. Yeah, get out of here.
It was, and he couldn't go left.
Can you? Enough.
And Wilt was a bad teammate.
Will was a bad teammate.
You saw that video. I
saw the video you sent us. All right. Well, the most,
Creed's supposed to come up next.
Yeah, Creed, you never know. That's the thing to keep tuning in for, is what sound is going to come out of the studio. Is it going to be at the right time? Only the only way you can find out is if you stick around.
Mark Calderazio behind the glass.
Yep. He has the yips.
He's got the yips.
Oh, Mackie D'Orazio. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation party is always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
That never gets old. That's so cool.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
He's getting Jesse.
Yeah.
Did he do that again?
Yeah. Relax. You can turn the song down.
Will he drop?
Oh, my God.
I stink.
Yep. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly.
He's making a name for himself.
Oh, my God.
Some kind of a name. Yep. Yeah.
Man, him and Alex Call. Heating up in the part-time producer role.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Oh. Which of these is the coolest singular play in Philly sports since 2000? Philly special, Iverson step over Lou, or the Bedlam at the Bank? 79.8% Philly special, 8% Iverson, 11% Bedlam at the Bank.
Wow.
So you were right with the number one based on these votes.
The early returns.
The early returns, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. James in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, James?
Mike, Ike, and Fritz, how y'all doing? First time calling to y'all show, long time listener.
What's up, James?
Welcome to the program.
Hey, I want to add, I basically was going to talk Eagles, but I was on hold and forgot what I wanted to say.
Nice.
So I want to ask all three of y'all a question, okay?
Yep.
Y'all can answer me. What's the difference, in your opinion, between an all-star and a superstar? And can you give me an all-star and a superstar, if we have one, on each four teams?
Sure. I mean, I think you mean star and superstar, because all-star is like a team. But I think we can do star and superstar,
right? What's the all-star and a superstar, though? Because you got all-star players and you got superstar players.
All right.
Well, most all-star players. Are.
Sure.
My Jalen antenna's off, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where
you're
going?
Yeah, just my antenna. My antenna's up. Early in the phone call.
Okay.
Well, that's an example right there. Jalen is a star player.
Yep.
And Saquon is a superstar.
A.J. Brown.
Superstar.
I think superstar.
Yeah.
Is there any
star
on the Sixers Flyers in Philly?
Embiid's a superstar.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, the previous to injury, Embiid superstar, Maxey star.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Harper superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheeler star.
Star.
Even though
yeah.
like the resumes are comparable, but
right,
like
yeah.
but Harper's
even Trey,
box office.
Trey star.
Star.
Yeah, yeah Bryce
yeah.
superstar. Hockey, all I know is Meech Collins.
Meech
yeah.
star.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all said back in the while ago, y'all was talking about Kevin Mitullo never called plays. Actually he did. He was the pass game coordinator. He sent in a pass play. Jalen just picked what play it was that they were going to run. So he did, in a way, call plays. He just wasn't an offensive coordinator.
215.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, he's already the coach, so I don't even know. What,
yeah.
He's not calling the game,
okay.
though. That's the difference.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, what person did their job before they did their job?
Well,
like,
sure.
What coach was a coach before he became
I don't know who you're arguing with, to be quite honest with you. I like,
but the debate would be, would you want a more experienced play caller? Because the last time they did this was Brian Johnson. That was a disaster. And then they went out and got Kellen Moore, who was an experienced play caller that had done it before.
Right, I get what you're saying, but before Kellen Moore became an experienced
right, but he had already done it, though. But he had already done it. That's why. That's
no,
what the,
I get
the
what
issue
you're
is.
Saying, Jack, but what I'm saying is, before he even done it in Dallas, he never done it before.
Well,
so he had to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's like
sure.
when I hosted the show for 4 months, and everyone was like, wow, he had never done it before, but what an experience.
Yeah.
I got two notable breakups.
The Brian Johnson of this show, some would say.
No, still here, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good
still
point.
Here.
I got two notable breakups for you, right?
Okay.
They both related to the station. You want one or you want both of them?
Both.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. Spike, when he left the first time. And Johnny Marks when he left WIP, too.
It was a messy divorce.
There you go. Well,
Austin
stayed
Marks.
In the company, so I don't know if it counts as a breakup.
But you wasn't on WIP. So
that's
you,
a good point.
It technically was a breakup because you wasn't on WIP.
That's
you
right.
got it. Yep. Yeah. Thank you for the call, James. I feel like James is listening to a different show. We didn't talk about Kevin Pitullo today, did we? Yeah.
I don't even talk about Kevin Pitullo.
We haven't talked about Kevin Pitullo since he got hired.
Yeah.
Since they gave him the OC job, I don't think we talked about him since.
I understand what he's saying. You can't do the job until you do the job, for sure. But this is high pressure, high stakes situation, you know, to not have done it before. Jim in Morgantown, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hey, gentlemen. First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Jim?
Hey, brothers. I like what you said about, you know, listening to a play and the play actually being identified with the name. Like if you said Philly Special or Bedlam at the Bank, when you said crossover, I was wondering where you were going. I just think because the plays have a name, it just does something. Like you can listen to them and watch them 100 times and they do something to you. It's just something about that for me. And the last thing I wanted to share is, I know this is on the outskirts or maybe on a list or even in our town, but Villanova, big smooth, Chris Jenkins, buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Villanova wins the NCAA championship.
That's a big one, too.
That's a big one.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge,
yeah.
Big smooth.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you for the call, Jim. That's a big one. I don't think it kicks out any of the five before it.
Unless you want to kick out Saquon.
Yeah.
It's tough, but like, there's actually
I actually jumped up in bed
when he hit that shot.
Went in. Yeah.
You were in bed.
Yeah, it was,
late at night.
It was like 11:30.
Yeah, those games started like 9:30.
It was ridiculous. Man, I might have to do this for top 11 week. Is a top 11?
Yeah.
Top five.
I said you should do it 20 minutes ago.
Well, I know. I was.
You were saying it like it was a big idea.
Don't get tight with me.
I know you've done this for 2 years.
Don't get tight with me because DeRozio's having a bad day.
Yeah. The text line, let's see how this goes, is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. I cried out. Okay.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
Wow. That guy in the wrinkled shirt is getting cooked over and over.
The AI podcast about the debate.
The guy in the wrinkled shirt
is dead now.
The music is so loud.
Please lower the music.
Yeah.
Please lower the music.
They might need to send somebody in there right now. Like, this is one of those things where it's just...
Rod, take the day off.
Yeah,
Rod?
Caleb Cotham's got to go and visit and settle him down or whatever.
That's what happens when Morgenstein's here.
Yep. What's next?
Spike after two great Nick Abel starts. Look, I'm not making decisions on players after two games. Spike after two Jared McCain games. Guys, he's Steph Curry. Alex in Lancaster.
You did that.
And I stand by it. Yeah, Jared McCain is the last guy I would get rid of on the Sixers. I would keep him over every player. He is untradeable. What's next?
To all you Big J snobs who look down on sports talk radio, I offer you the following exchange. Jack, Kraft sabotaged Belichick all around the league, too. Mike, yeah, remember we heard that? Spike, I don't remember. Did we hear that? Jack, I think so. Mike, yeah, I'm not sure. Frank in Ardmore.
It's so good. So good and so right.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe.
Well, especially with us three, you never know if you're getting it. You're getting the right information.
Yeah,
man.
We are giving you information, whether it's right or not. We don't even know. Yeah. That's the disclaimer right there. What's next?
Great next question today, boys. My famous breakup is Black Gritty.
Huh. Oh, broke up with the afternoon show.
Yeah. Well, me specifically.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't call the last time that it was just me and Ike.
Oh, he's around. Listening. I know you're listening right now, you big baby. What's next?
Shout out to Chuck for telling Jack an inspiring story from his childhood to motivate Jack. And believe it or not, Chuck was actually shorter back then. Spike during the break.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
The direct quote.
I didn't. I don't even know what he was saying. He was a wrestler or something?
Yeah, because yes, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right. No one.
Being clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. More passion, less clever.
Yep.
Yep.
Chris, same deal. Middletown. What's next?
One of the most underrated Ikes of the afternoon show is 100% sure, but only for a second, Ike. Example, Spike, can you believe the Cowboys won 8 games last year? Ike, 7. Spike, I think it was 8. Ike, really? Okay. Mike in Havertown.
Yeah, I don't trust my own memory. So yeah.
As it turns out, it was 7. You were right.
You were right the whole time.
Yeah, you should have gone.
You were right about a couple things today.
Only a couple?
Only a couple. Memory's heating up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.